Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Man Infrastructure Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Yashish Parekh, AGM, Investor Relations and Corporate Finance from Man Infrastructure Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. A warm welcome to everyone attending the Man Infrastructure conference call for Q2 and H1 FY24. We have Mr. Manan Shah, the Managing Director of the company, and we have Mr. Ashok Mehta, the Group CFO of the company. And we also have Mr. Parag Shah, the Chairman Emeritus of the company, with us. Now I would request Mr. Manan Shah, the Managing Director of MICL Group, to take you through the business and performance of the company and also give some highlights and growth outlook on the company. Over to you, Mr. Manan Shah.
Good afternoon. For the quarter two and half-year earnings call opening remarks, I would like to start and welcome everyone. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to welcome you all to our quarter two and H1 FY24 earnings conference call today. We are excited to share the remarkable progress and the milestones achieved by our company during this period. I delve deep into the operational and financial updates. Let me set the stage by reflecting on the economic landscape that has been shaping our journey. India's economy continued to show resilience and exhibit positivity in 2023. Amidst such global risks, our country withstood the challenges and remained one of the fastest-growing economies in the world. The momentum in the economy remains encouraging. Notably, the Indian real estate market has shown robustness, especially in the Mumbai region, where demand has remained buoyant. The region's infrastructure spending, supported by our favorable government policies, better job stability, increase in disposable income, and rising aspirational levels of owning a home, have all played a pivotal role in sustaining this demand, particularly noticed in the luxury segment. Mumbai's real estate market is experiencing a surge of demand, which offers a promising phase for developers like us, which has goodwill, execution capabilities, a proven track record, and liquidity, highlighting potential growth and expansion. With this surge in demand, developers have the chance to address customers' needs through better designs and planning, potentially gaining significant advantages by bridging the supply-demand gap. Over the initial 10 months, the total registrations in Mumbai have crossed a decade-high mark, surpassing 104,000 units. The market also indicated a higher registration proportion of properties valued at 1 crore and above, reflecting a growing preference for more spacious accommodations. This sustained demand indicates a promising trend in the real estate landscape. Talking about MICL's achievements during the quarter ending September 2023, we are pleased to announce that MICL has launched the most awaited architectural masterpiece, the icon of India, Aradhya Avan, located at Tardeo, in the south of Mumbai, in the month of October 2023. It would be amongst India's tallest residential towers with a height of more than 1,000 feet. This ultra-luxury development is anticipated to cover a carpet area of sale of about 6.5 lakh square feet and construction area of more than 18 lakh square feet. The project is estimated to have a revenue potential of approximately more than 3,000 crores. Aradhya Avan is progressing well and having secured the requisite approvals for the launch, and construction is already underway with excavation near completion. We are committed in our conviction to achieve this vision with an unparalleled timeline in the line with the exceptional success as our previous ventures. We are also pleased to inform that our ultra-luxury residential project located at 60 feet in Ghatkopar East, Mumbai, has acquired by the company in June 2023, has also received an IOD approval. This project spans redevelopment of 10 societies, having a revenue potential of more than 1,200 crores over the next 4 years. This upcoming development will feature 11 towers with a total sale carpet area of around 4 lakh square feet and a total construction area of about 13.5 lakh square feet. Expected to launch in the last quarter of 2024, it marks a pioneering milestone introducing the first 12,000 plus square meter gated community in Ghatkopar East. We have also acquired a new project in Goregaon West during the quarter, which represents one of the largest redevelopment projects on a 10-acre land parcel in the western suburbs of Mumbai. This project entails a carpet area of sale for more than 17 lakh square feet and construction area of over 55 lakh square feet, which is expected to generate a revenue of more than 4,000 crores in next 5 years. This business development expands our real estate portfolio to 5.9 million square feet of RERA carpet area. Let me also brief you all through some important developments that have been going on since. MICL has received an occupation certificate in a period of less than 4 years for delivering 2 out of total 3 47-story residential towers of its Atmosphere O2 project located at Nahur region of Mulund West in Mumbai. This is a noteworthy accomplishment for us, wherein we have nearly 90% of the inventory sold out. Notably, the possession of Tower D and Tower E for this project, encompassing 3.0 lakhs square feet carpet area, has already commenced from October 2023. Furthermore, the residential tower F and commercial tower called as the Gateway are expected to be delivered in the near future. Subsequent to this development, we are very proud to say and happy to inform that we have increased the equity in Atmosphere project from the existing 17.5% to 30% with a consideration of 12.5 crores. Now, let me give highlight of business performance for the quarter ending September 2023 and for the half yearly period of financial year 2023-2024. During the quarter 2 of 2024 financial year, we delivered a couple of projects also. The fourth residential tower, Tower D, of Aradhya One Earth project located at Ghatkopar East, and two residential towers at Atmosphere O2 project located in Mulund West, as mentioned above. In all, we delivered more than 460 apartments having 3.9 lakh square feet of carpet area during this quarter. The possession of Tower D of Ghatkopar project is also completed, while that of Mulund project is in progress. I would like to emphasize on one key point, which is the strength of MICL Group, that amongst the completed and delivered portion of Aradhya One Earth project at Ghatkopar East, we have zero inventory. That is, till date, it is 100% sold out. Similarly, in Atmosphere O2, the two towers delivered in September 2023 also has negligible inventory, with nearly being 90% plus sold out. Moving on to our ongoing project portfolio, which comprise of 2.2 million square feet, out of which 1.1 million square feet is already sold as of September 2023. The project Aradhya Avan, which has recently been launched in October 2023, which has two residential towers with comprising of 325 units with a total sale area of 6.5 lakh square feet, is now part of our ongoing portfolio. During the quarter, we have achieved sales of 30,493 square feet of RERA carpet area with the booking value of 92 crores mainly driven by the bookings from the project Aradhya Evo, which is one of our luxury projects at Juhu, and Mulund project, Atmosphere O2. The company made a total collection of rupees 190 crores from its ongoing project at Dahisar, Ghatkopar, Juhu, Mulund, and from the other completed projects. For the half year ended 2023, we have achieved the sales of 92,000 square feet of carpet area with a total sales value of 235 crores and a corresponding collection of 465 crores. Moving on to the EPC division, which also contributes significant part of the revenue to the business, I would like to highlight that of the total port order from BMCT, which is worth 1,827 crores, we have executed over 1,000 crore of work till date and have received collection of nearly 1,000 crore for the same. On the EPC front, the order book stands at rupees 1,156 crore as of September 2023, with a corresponding construction area of over 110 hectares of port work and 4.8 million square feet of other infrastructure, residential works as well. We have also added PMC contract of Aradhya Avan project at South Mumbai, encompassing 18 lakh square feet of construction area. Now, let me quickly run through the highlights of consolidated financials for the quarter two and half year financial year 2024 of the company, post which we will be able to open for questions and answers. Revenue for the quarter stood at rupees 215 crore compared to 401 crore in the previous year. The real estate business contributed to 93 crores while EPC contributed to 122 crore during the quarter. I would like to highlight that in a real estate business, the projects such as Aradhya High Park at Mira Road East near Dahisar and Aradhya One Earth project at Ghatkopar East and Aradhya Evo project at Juhu has contributed to this revenue. The Dahisar project and Ghatkopar project, which are near completion, having sold a substantial inventory of about 95% to 85% respectively as on September 2023 and have already contributed major of the revenue during the first half of the financial year 2023-2024. Similarly, as mentioned above, in the EPC business, we have completed a substantial portion of work for BMCT port project towards the order received in April 2022. We have also initiated the pavement works on the reclaimed earth at the fourth container terminal of JNPT for the extended order awarded in June 2023. Coming to the total income for half year of FY24, which remains steady at rupees 767 crore compared to 774 crore in the previous half year of financial year 2024, reported to rupees 243 crore compared to 41 crore in the previous year. EBITDA for half year FY24 grew to 8% year on year to rupees 174 crore compared to rupees 161 crore in the previous year for the same, while quarter two FY24 reported rupees 65 crore compared to rupees 94 crore in the previous year. The net profit in the first half year of 2024 jumped by 65% year on year to rupees 152 crores compared to rupees 92 crore in the previous year, while quarter 2 FY24 reported a growth of 31% year on year to rupees 70 crore compared to 53 crore in the previous year. Maintained net cash positive balance sheet and healthy liquidity of rupees more than 600 crore at a consolidated level as of September 2023. Now, I wish to extend sincere gratitude to all our esteemed shareholders for their enduring trust and support in our company. We are pleased to inform you that we have declared a third interim dividend of rupees 36 paise, that is 18% per equity share on 37.13 crore of outstanding shares having a face value of rupees 2 each for the financial year 2023-2024. In all, we have declared a total dividend of rupees 1.08 rupees per equity share, that is 54% on 37.13 crore of outstanding shares having a face value of rupees 2 each for the financial year 2023-2024. All these accomplishments resonate deeply with our core values and our commitment to creating remarkable spaces, delivering on our promises and ensuring financial strength and stability. Live better is not just a motto, it's our guiding principle. Our strategic priorities are evident. Strengthening our presence in existing segments, focusing on execution for cash flows with timely project completions, maintaining a healthy balance sheet, creating superior shareholder value. MICL is more about than just these projects. It's about our impact on Mumbai and lives touched. Thanks to stakeholders, clients, partners and our team for their unwavering support, the journey ahead is promising and we are excited for what's next. I would like to request the floor to be open for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is in the line of Dhananjay Kumar Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
please proceed. Yeah. So, congratulations on very heavily operating performance. Although on revenue front, we have seen some decline because of this revenue recognition methodology. So just wanted to know in terms of new project which we have acquired, like we have already launched Tardeo and then we are going to launch Ghatkopar project in Q4 and probably next year we will be launching this Goregaon project. So what is the kind of sales booking we are looking for the entire this year? Because first half in terms of pre-sales numbers, it is pretty low. And so can you give some kind of guidance in terms of this year or next year target in terms of pre-sales booking?
So basically the first two quarters, what you're seeing the low numbers, the very simple reason that there are no new launches which were done in these two quarters. Secondly, whatever projects which we have currently, which are near completion, have almost been sold out. That's the reason you're not seeing the top line coming in. But if you see the bottom line, it's improved significantly because of the recognition of the revenues which have come in. We've got a couple of projects where the revenue recognition is not yet started, which is going to come in the forthcoming quarters and next year as well. And with the upcoming launches like Tardev and Ghatkopar, we are seeing a very good response already for Tardev, where we've just launched last month. More than 500 people have walked in to at our sales office and the response is absolutely great. They are liking the project and I think the sales proceeds have also been on the strong and positive side. But it would be too premature to comment on the exact number right now on what's the exact sales these two projects would clock in. But we are seeing a very positive response overall.
Okay. So, and any plan for this Goregaon project launch maybe in the next year, first half or it will be in second half? Any
we will be launching it, but not in the, it would probably be in the second quarter of the next financial year.
Okay.
But the revenue recognition will still take time because the project would have just been started in terms of, construction activities and all.
No, I'm not asking about revenue recognition. Just wanted to know the phase booking numbers. Like we did about close to 1,000 crore pre-sales numbers last year in FY23. So what would be that number look like in FY24 or FY25? Just this phase booking number I wanted to know.
That kind of numbers for the next financial year we are comfortable, where we are looking at, because a lot of these other projects which we have added will generate these kind of revenues, and we are confident on achieving similar to more.
Okay. And in Tardeo project, we had three stream of revenue, like one is we get whatever debt we have given, we get interest on that, and secondly, we also have this construction. But in presentation, we have not shown that construction stream. We have shown marketing or something like that.
Interest we are already getting every quarter, which is showing in a balance sheet also, even in these results also. As far as the construction PMC is there, the work has just started before 2 months. We are still in a plinth, so that bill is supposed to be raised in this quarter.
So we are doing PMC or EPC? That is why I wanted to know, because it is not, it is strict in PMC. So we are doing the actual work, or we are...
As we mentioned, we are getting three types of income. Whatever the money has been invested, which is we are getting interest.
Right.
Whatever the cost of construction is there, actual cost of construction plus 10% we get as in PMC for that project.
Okay.
As far as the construction work is there. And we get 12% DM fees on a total sale. So there will be three types of income.
Okay. Okay, sir, that is all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Manish Ostwal from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a question on our sales performance during the first half of the current financial year. So we have sold almost 0.9 lakh square feet of carpet area with a value of 235. And when I look at our performance in the last year, which is 4.34 lakh square feet at a value of 992. So the sales in the first half is very, very weak. And you said in your remarks that the first half, there are hardly any projects which we launched. Now we have launched one Tardeo project, and other project will be launching the coming quarter. So what is our assessment of the pre-sales number for the FY24 against the 992 crore which we recorded last year?
As per the accounting standard, we cannot recognize the sales till we complete the 25% construction work. So whenever, see, in a real estate company, it will always be there. You cannot compare the result quarter on quarter. In my every conference call, I say, because if we have started the booking, if we have launched the project, suppose we have launched the new project and we started the booking, then also the same booking amount cannot be reflected in a balance sheet in the same quarter. Last year, what you are seeing the sale, it could be a cumulative income of last 2 quarters or 3 quarters, because the moment you reach the threshold of 25%, it will come. So again, maybe in next quarter or next to next quarter, you will see the same type of figure. Over to you.
So, sir, I am not comparing the P&L figures. I am comparing the quarter FY23 presentation where we have mentioned the achieved sales of 4.34 lakh square feet. I'm not comparing the P&L figure. That I understand percentage completion thing will reflect over a period of time. What I comparing how much units we have sold in terms of volume in first half compared to the last complete versus FY23. So there is a material dip in terms of quantity sold. So that was the question. Not the P&L thing. That I understand, sir.
See, there are two things. One, whatever the sale we are doing at Tardeo, mm-hmm. That doesn't reflect in my balance sheet, because there we are getting, you know, DM fees. Like suppose we have sold flats equivalent to say 600 crore rupees. Mm-hmm. My balance sheet will book 12.6% on that 600 crore rupees, whatever the received money is there. Mm-hmm. So you will not be able to compare that on a quarter-on-quarter or last year's result, because it's depending on the project to project. Last year, we were not into DM model. Now, in this DM model, we have to understand that the Tardeo sale estimated cost is approximate by the end of the completion of the project will be somewhere around 3,500 to 4,000 crore rupees. But it will not reflect in the balance sheet of Man Infra. We will get 12.6% on their 4,000 crore rupees. But that 12.6% is a bottom line. Whether you consider the top line or bottom line, both will be same.
Understood, sir.
Yeah.
Second question on the, in the current financial year, the first half, we have seen the decline in the interest cost from 29.3 crore to 15.7 crores. Now we are launching projects. So what is the assessment of the interest cost to move in coming second half of the current financial and the next year, how the interest cost will move? We know we have a 600 crores on the balance sheet. That we understand.
Yeah, it will be further down or it will be same.
Okay.
Because we have not taken any further loan and neither we are intending to take any further debt in the near future. We don't need also.
And lastly, on the business development side, any other project which we are looking to aid? So in terms of our yearly target, where we are in business, the square feet addition into our business development activity. So what is the update over there? Again, the first half.
We are in process of adding multiple projects.
Okay.
But at this moment, we won't be able to disclose that. Because these are all under the MOU stage or into the final stage.
Yeah. And lastly, one macro question, sir. In last, the RBI has increased the interest rates and then we have seen the sharp increase in the home loan rate. And still, despite of fact that the real estate company is recording very strong set of performance, not just Man Infra, but across the sector.
Yeah.
So what has changed at ground? I understand luxury demand is very, very strong in the market, but mid-market projects are also doing very well. So can you comment how this cycle is shaping up compared to the previous cycle? What is your learning and can you share that thing, sir? Thank you.
See, we are very bullish on the market and we strongly believe that the India is really doing good. We are seeing quarter-on-quarter figures of Indian economy also. We are doing good and the world is not doing good. That is one of the major reasons also. Interest cost has shot up, but people's income has been shot up. The people's requirement because of more income has been shot up. So on an average, the flat size has become 10 to 15% bigger on the same number of flats. Like before 3 years or before 3.5 years, 2 BHK flat. In a Mumbai, generally in a mid-cap, I'm not talking about this low-cost housing, but normally it was 650 to 800, or 650 to 680 square feet of flat was there. Now that's the same 2 BHK flat has become 750 to 780 square feet flat. But Tardeo, we have two types of inventory of 3 BHK. Initially, before 3 years, the 3 BHK general size in Mumbai was 1,000 to 1,100 square feet. We have two types of flat. One is 1,300 square feet flat and one is 1,465 square feet flat. Whatever we have been able to sold till now at Tardeo project, 90% inventory is sold in 1,465 square feet. So bedrooms are 3 bedroom only, but the people's room size has increased. Now everyone is started looking at the balcony and the bigger living room, the bigger bedroom. So that requirement has shot up, and I strongly believe that next 2 to 3 years, the same cycle will continue, and we won't be surprised. Yeah, this cycle will go on for next 6 to 7 years.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering all the questions. All the best for the second half and the Tardeo project, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mayur Liman from Profitmart Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is the a miscompetition from the established developers in Mumbai. What specific strategic measure is the company implementing to the distribution itself in the market, especially now with the in Western Suburban and the South Bombay?
Sorry, I couldn't understand your question only.
Okay, I will repeat, sir. Amidst competition from the established developers in Mumbai, what specific strategic measures is the company implementing to the distinguish itself in the market, especially now with the entry in the Western Suburban and the South Bombay?
Just for your knowledge, that it is not the entry in the Western Suburban. We are doing the work in Western Suburbs since many years. Yes, we launched the project at South Mumbai first, and we are in the process of launching around 3 projects in South Mumbai, maybe in next 2 quarters.
Okay.
Number two, whether it's South Bombay, whether it's Western Suburb, whether it's Central Suburb, or wherever we are working, we strongly believe in following the discipline. Don't commit more, and whatever you commit, you should be able to fulfill. The success of the business is your financial discipline. Don't spread more than your capacity. Then you don't have to compare yourself with any sound developer or weak development. You can focus on your model, and by God's grace, whatever the projects we are doing, we have 100% finance tie-up. Irrespective of sale, we can continue with the work, and that's what we have been able to do since last 10 years, and we have been able to maintain that. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any deliberate plans to capitalize on the infrastructure development in Navi Mumbai?
We are already working in Navi Mumbai for a port sector at Navasheva. And we are specialized in a port sector. We don't do much work on the infrastructure side, like infrastructure means roads and other work we have not been doing. There are very heavy competitions are there, and the margins are very thin. So we focus on the projects where the margins can be maintained. And yes, we will be able to focus in future also for a port sector.
Okay. Sir, my last question is, what is the current status and the strategy regarding the any ongoing or planned international investment, and when is the revenue is expected to the start coming in?
As far as the international investment is there, we have invested the money in USA, and we are working on 3 to 4 projects at Florida. The projects are about to start. There also the project finance is closed. We have invested somewhere around $58 million or something. 29.5 million, because we have 50% of that total $58 million. And recently we are not intending to put more money in US market, because we also believe that the India market is having a much better opportunity. So maybe barring $2-5 million, we are not intending to invest more money in the US at this moment. As far as the revenue is concerned, the revenue will start coming from US market down the line 2 years, and within 4 years, whatever the investment we did, that will be free along with the project completion.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and 1. The next question is on the line of Manish Ostwal from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question on this, the 2.2 million square feet of the ongoing projects, out of that, this, how much is the unsold inventory right now?
Presently, we are working one large project at Ghatkopar, which is nearer to completion, and we are expecting the full OC by January end, where we have sold almost around 94-95% is sold. Another project, what we are doing at Dahisar, the project which is completed, and within next 2 months, we are expecting the OC of another 2 buildings. There also almost we have sold everything. Out of some 1300 flats, hardly some 8-10 flats are left, or maybe 12 flats are left. But there we have started the second phase also, which is having around 650 flats. Out of that, we have sold almost 450 flats. As far as the Jew is concerned, we are left with 4 flats out of some 38 flats. And there also we are expecting to complete the work by next September. But only 2 floors are balanced. We have only 4 flats are there. Parla we have completed and it's 100% sold. Tarja we just recently started. We, I think, conversion had converted almost 50 flats we have sold, or maybe some 53 flats till yesterday in last 1 month time. But that will not come in our balance sheet, because that will go in the developer's balance sheet. Rajkumar, we are launching the project in the month of January, which is around 4.5 lakh square feet, and we are 100% confident that by next March we will be able to sell almost 1.5 to 2 lakh square feet out of that. We are expecting to start another 2-3 projects, but at this moment I won't be able to comment that, because we are planning to start the work at Pali Hill, we are planning to start the work at BKC, one more large project at Ghatkopar we have been discussing at Wadala, which is a large project. But these all projects will start in the first quarter or second quarter of next financial year.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it will. I have one request of our all ongoing project. The details should be given like this: total project square feet and the area to be sold during the quarter or half yearly, and the inventory to be sold. I mean, unsold inventory. It will be great to track down those projects, how the progress of those projects level, and the investor can figure out how the projects are moving in the different markets, because every market different dynamics. So it will be great if you can share those things in the
I understand, and we are not purposely sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I understand as in Nirmal Bang, you will be able to evaluate everyone as an apple only. Like you will start seeing, okay, in this quarter you have sold this much. Mm-hmm. And the ex-developer has sold Y. And you have sold X. But in my case, we are on a DM model. In my case, we are more on a real estate redevelopment side project. So it will not be a healthy situation for an investor to understand the balance sheet like that. And that could be misguided figures to them. I may be doing much better, and you will evaluate that these people are not been able to sold.
Okay.
But
our
model is different, because our top line and bottom line would be same. Whereas in other developers' case, the top line and bottom line, the bottom line will come at 20-22%, and the 80% will go in the expense. But in our case, the major income will come to where my revenue is my profit.
Mm-hmm. Just to last piece on this performance and operational track record. So I was referring the slide number. It is not mentioned in the slide, but it is mentioning the last 5 years track record of the company, the 50% CAGR of revenue, 43% EBITDA, and the net profit CAGR of 58% is a commanding performance when I look at any company in the sector. So from that perspective, given your outlook on the market and the project in pipeline, we can sustain this kind of performance. What is your sense over the long term, not a particular 1 year or 2 years something?
See, we have been able to sustain this since last 20 years.
Hmm.
And we are not focusing these figures of last 1 year or 1 quarter or 2 years or 2 quarters. This is the business model of Maninfra since last 20 years. And we have been able to maintain, and we stick to that. And as I mentioned in the previous question, that the business discipline and the finance discipline is a must for a real estate sector, because I have seen many developers before 10 years there was a very big name, and today they are not there just because they could not maintain the financial stability or the discipline, which we believe that we are following that. And once we are following that, my model is very successful and I am happy with my model. I have no doubts to maintain that we won't be able to maintain that. Because in fact, the question what you had asked, it would be further better. Because now more projects are there on a DM model side, where the incomes will come as a DM model. So which will show you again, sometimes you will see that this has become not 53%, this has become 80%. Because the top line and bottom line will remain same, so that percentage will definitely go up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Hello.
Thank you everyone for attending the conference call of Man Infra Constructions Limited. I, on behalf of the management, I wish you all happy Diwali and thank you.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.